But it was the ELP's second gig, and we realised that the bill was very competitive, and we had to pull something in order to get noticed. So I came up with the idea of getting hold of two antique cannons from an antique store, and using them to punctuate the end of pictures at an exhibition. Now, prior to using them on the show, I had to check them out to see if I got the right explosives together. Me and my roadie, Rocky, we went out to London's Heathrow Airport to test them out. We chose Heathrow Airport because we figured the sound of the incoming jets would drown out the explosions. I mean, these days you'd be arrested for terrorism if you did anything like that. But, we checked them out, and they seemed to work wonderfully. And I remember saying to Rocky, I said, well, look, when we come to showtime, double the charges. So actually, Pictures and Exhibition was our last number, and I remember there was an Italian photographer leaning over the barrel of the gun trying to take photographs of me, and I'm trying to sort of warn him, tell him to you know, get away from the cannons. And by the time it came to igniting these things, which we did by a foot switch, my cannon, which, I mean, must have weighed about 800 pounds of wrought iron, just leapt into the air, and the Italian photographer ended up in the pit, or in the front row of the audience. And I remember the look of horror on Greg's face when he'd seen the force of the explosion, and he had to do the same thing himself. And for a second I thought he wasn't going to push the button to ignite his cannon, but he eventually did, and that was it. History was made.
The band, because all three of us came from well-known bands, it wasn't one of those things that could be built up over a long period of time. It happened almost instantaneously. I mean, one day we were in the rehearsal rooms checking out whether we could play together, and it seemed, and I'm sure it was, no more than a month or 6 weeks later, we were playing our first show, and we were off. And the other strange thing about ELP was that it was, because it was, you know, it was one of the first bands ever had this regrettable title of supergroup, you know, which I suppose is fair enough. We'd all come from, you know, well-known bands, but what it does, it thrusts you under the spotlight on day one, and you never really get the chance to organically develop a band in the way that one would normally do. You know, you'd normally go out and play a few shows somewhere quiet and get yourself together before, you know. The second show ELP played was the Isle of Wight Festival.
A lot of people have asked me about the Isle of Wight. The Isle of Wight was a very, very quick sort of concert for us. I believe we went on about 3:30 in the afternoon. I don't think we played more than about an hour. I didn't really see any of the other bands which were playing. I think we sort of flew in and flew out on the same day. It was very exciting. It was the second concert of Emerson, Lake and Palmer. A lot of people think it was the first, but it was the second. It was exciting. It seemed extremely well organised, but at that particular stage of my career, I had not experienced many festivals, so anything to me looked good. But I believe, all in all, it was one of the biggest sort of musical events to take place in the British Isles during that period of time. Can't really recall the band being nervous. I think all of us have got our own sort of things which we like to go through, even now before we play. I'm sure there was a certain amount of apprehension. We were a bit concerned whether or not PAs were going to work properly, monitor systems, equipment was going to work. I can't really recall sort of how nervous we were as individuals. Obviously, as a band, we're always deeply concerned about giving the very best performance possible. The inspiration for Pictures actually came from Keith. I think it was an idea that Keith had way back when in the NICE. it was a piece of music that we always rehearsed in rehearsals. We really didn't consider playing it on stage. It took a long time to learn because it was a 20-minute piece of music. One had to adapt it for a three-piece band. So it was quite a delicate operation. And when we did start playing it on stage, we noticed that it went down incredibly well. And we kept getting sort of people asking us, why don't you record it? Why don't you record it? And we did eventually record it at Newcastle City Hall. And that particular piece of music holds probably the first time ever, it holds the record for being played on WMMR in New York City, back to back by Scott Mooney. It was one of the first albums which were played in its entirety. And I remember flying into New York, we all got off the plane, we walked out to the car, and as we got in the car, there it was. And as we drove into New York, we heard the whole piece of music. So it was quite a major sort of work for Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and obviously quite a major piece within the music industry, and incredibly enjoyable to play, and we still play it today.